Well, this is Tony Haygood with the New Conquerors Club again here, and today we have a very special treat for you. Our own Pastor Bob Nichols is right here in the recording studio with me today, and he has agreed to do an interview about the subject of marriage, and we are very excited to present this to you, and really hope that you enjoy some of the questions and the answers and the responses. And it's always a pleasure to talk to Pastor Nichols about this subject. And just welcome to the studio, Pastor. Appreciate you agreeing to do this.
Well, it's a privilege to spend this time with you, Tony, and I believe God's going to use it to strengthen and bless marriages.
Amen. Well, let's just get started here right off the bat. You know, years ago, Pastor, you were already conducting a marriage class called The Happy Marriages, and this was at the church that you were teaching there on Sunday mornings, and everything was going well, so why exactly was it that you saw the need to start the Conquerors Club?
Well, Tony, two things happened. Actually, it seemed like there were two or three articles that happened about the same time that revealed that divorce in the church was approaching the level of divorce in the world. And that was alarming to me as a pastor, that knowing Christ and knowing the things of God, supposedly, yet we were almost on the same par as the world. And also, about that time, there were two or three couples in the church that just all of a sudden, it shouldn't have been. It was a trick of Satan. As a pastor, you know that this is not good. We're talking about divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And their children were hearing them talk about divorce.
So it's a serious matter.
It was a serious matter. And then, of course, people in the church pick up on that also. Mm-hmm. So it was affecting not only the couple, but their children and the church. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it affected this pastor. I thought, what in the world is happening? Because they all had been very active in the church, and I loved them, and they loved me. And then all of a sudden, you see these people that you love very dearly as sheep in your church, and they're talking about divorce and that it's inevitable.
Wow.
And so I thought, God, what can we do? What can we do?
So this was really a positive, godly response to something you looked up and noticed was happening.
Yes, yes. And it was a God idea, Tony. I wished that every day I got God ideas as strong as this. It came to me. It was a strong God idea. The Conquerors Club. The Conquerors Club.
Yeah.
And of course, one of my favorite scriptures is from Romans, the 8th chapter, that we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
And these couples were not more than conquerors in practice, you understand?
Right.
And that we are more than conquerors. And then I thought about the 700 Club. I've heard about that for years, and I guess the two just clicked together. Well, why not the Conquerors Club?
That's good.
And instead of being losers in marriage, we can be more than conquerors.
That's very good.
But obviously someone needs some teaching and some mentoring
and
some help and love and tutoring for their marriage to make it.
Right.
So how are we going to do that?
Exactly. Well, now, things started off very well, and things were moving along, and you had an initial meeting, the first Conquerors Club meeting. Miriam and I were at that meeting, and you held that meeting at your house. I'll never forget that night. It's a tremendous meeting. But tell us a little bit about that first meeting, what happened at your home, and tell about a couple of the things that you ministered and some of the statements you made.
Well, what we did that night, we just sowed seed into couples' lives. I forget exactly how many couples were there, but
quite a few.
It had to be between 80 and 100. I mean, it was a good number. Mm-hmm. And we had to eat, actually, out on our driveway of a three-car garage, so we were able to spread tables. And it was a nice, happy, festive occasion. We had filet, and most people like steak. And baked potato with all the trimmings. And, you know, we had New York cheesecake. You know, just a real nice meal.
Yes.
And then we all went up stairs, and as you know, we have a two-story home, and there's a stairway, of course, going up to the second floor. Well, all that living area was just full. We brought a lot of extra chairs from the church, and then all up the up and down the stairway, I remember couples there, and everything got real quiet, and I said, well, let me tell you why we had this occasion tonight. I said, I want you to look around this room, and they looked around the room, and I said, if it goes according to the way statistics are going, half of every married couple that you see in this room will be divorced, perhaps over the next 2 years.
Wow.
I said, I don't know the exact period of time, but they're headed for divorce. With some, it may be weeks. Some, it may be months. With some, it could be a year or two. But it's inevitable.
And what was the response when you said that?
You could have heard a pin drop, Tony. Really, it was a shock statement, but it was a real statement. And it set the tone. And then I just went right into, we love you. God loves you. The greatest marriage manual in the world is the Word of God.
That's it.
And we've got to get back to basics. And I'm going to start teaching, doing some teaching, and then have the help of others on how to enrich your marriage, how to strengthen your marriage, with subjects that are directly related to marriage.
Right.
For instance, finances is always a great problem.
Sure.
Sexual relationship can be a real problem. Children can be a real problem.
Right.
What I mean, you let them be a problem.
Right.
The way you live, your time,
Time together,
time management, all of it goes together. And just give concentrated teaching on how to build a stronger marriage.
Right. So if you were to boil it down to maybe a few areas, what would you say are maybe some of the most important areas that need addressing in marriage? What subjects come to mind?
Well, Tony, I've believed this for years. Keep on dating. The love that brought you together is, especially for a believer, the God kind of love will keep you together. Mm-hmm. Cards. Now, some people are more given to this than others, but for every birthday, for every anniversary, for Valentine, special occasions, I always give a comical card, and then I give a serious card. And I kind of hide them around the bedroom, maybe when Joy pulls the her pillow, you know. Well, there's one of the cards, and maybe the other one's by the lavatory there by where she puts on her makeup and so on. Just cards, personal cards expressing, if all it says is, I thank God for you and I love you. Mm-hmm. And I sign those to where we have the date and we can remember that. I think it's important to tell your husband or wife daily, I love you.
That's good.
I love you. And also, don't argue around your children. Now, almost anyone's going to have some kind of a disagreement. But my parents did not argue in front of me. And I remember I heard them arguing one night. It wasn't a bad argument, but I thought our parents were going for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was not accustomed to hearing that. Don't argue around your children or discuss negative things. And never use the word divorce in your home.
That's right. That's good.
Never use the D word. Be generous but not foolish in providing for your family. I mean, some people just go totally overboard.
Right.
They waste money.
Right.
Don't be a tightwad. Be generous, but don't be foolish with that. Don't run up unnecessary debt. I'm shocked. And this was the problem that we faced back when. The indebtedness, the credit card indebtedness.
That's true.
Those were the days when they would send you a card whether you ask for it or not. And you could start charging that very day.
You could go into debt that very day.
Thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And then God didn't do it to you.
Right.
We did it to ourselves, you know. I remember a song that said, stand by your man. And that's important. You know, if a wife will compliment a man, there's something macho about us. We'll do anything to try to live up to it. Don't always say, well, you never do anything right, or but compliment your husband, and husbands, compliment your wives. Thank you for a good meal. Thank you for the way you keep the house. Thank you for loving me and loving the children. Compliment them. And spend quality time. This is important. I know this is a hard thing to say, and some people neglect their children, but some people almost marry their children. And a husband and wife need some quality time alone. And they certainly in their bedroom quarters need quality time alone.
Sure.
And I think it's good from time to time, not all the time, not every time, for a husband and wife maybe to spend a weekend together and just have time to sit down and think and talk without the pressures of life being on them. So those are just a few things. And, you know, daily I ask God to help me to love my wife as Christ loved the church.
That's good.
And I mean that with all of my heart, and I believe God does that. And, of course, the bottom line is this. I saw it the other day. I haven't seen one in quite a while on an office building down on Magnolia Street. Divorce, $49.50. Don't kid yourself. You can't put a price tag on divorce. Sometimes it's inevitable. The grace of God is sufficient. And unfortunately, not every marriage makes it. But if we would apply godly principles and work as hard to keep her as we worked to get her.
That's good.
And that goes both ways. Our marriages would be strengthened. And you know, I hope I'm not taking too long on this point, but you know, every day, marriage is like life. Every day is not a honeymoon day.
Mm-hmm.
There's house cleaning days.
Right.
There's lawn mowing days. There's bill paying days. There's days of sitting down and saying, hey, we need to get back into our budget here and make sure that we're solvent, you know. Or what decisions are we going to make about the children?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do? Thank God for those moonlight and roses and all of that. But, you know, it's all of it, you know.
Right.
Marriage is like that. And it reminds me of one final thought. I love to send flowers. Love to send especially roses on birthdays or anniversaries to Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And as many times as I've sent roses, it blesses my heart to send that to her. And
that's good.
And, you know, to go out to take them someplace other than McDonald's, you know.
Yes.
Whataburger,
yes.
You know. just splurge. Just be a big spender for one night and go do something you don't normally do.
Right.
And just take an unhurried evening and just show the love of God to one another.
Amen.
These are a few of the things that I think are highlights of keeping your marriage strong.
Well, you are hearing Pastor Bob Nichols right here in the studio today. And, boy, just thank you so much, Pastor, for answering some of these questions and just opening your heart. This means so much to me personally, and I know that this will really help those that are hearing it. Now, let me go to this next question. Pastor, you have been married now for nearly 60 years, 60. Then that alone is a tremendous testimony. But how do you boil it down? How do you actually approach each day, and how do you live life with your spouse? How do you see life with your spouse each day?
Well, some things just have to be worked out on a daily basis, Tony. You can't exactly know what's going to happen day by day. But each day I realize that God loves Joy just as much as he loves me, that God gave me my wife, and we were high school sweethearts. We were seniors in high school when we met. And there was a time she could have gone home to her parents, but her parents and my parents have gone to be with the Lord. And so I'm a double covering at this point.
Right.
And I just feel a keen responsibility to watch over her, to help her, to realize that both of us don't do things as maybe sharp as we did at one time. You slow down a little bit in so many areas of your life. But in spite of it all, that we help one another, it's just so important to realize that God gave me Joy to watch over, to have and to hold, and I have the greatest desire. I want to be a good husband to her. I'm so blessed to have a good wife. She's always been faithful to me, and I've been faithful to her by the grace of God. God's kept us. You know, and may I just say this. Marriage go through times when they need tune-ups. And that's part of what the New Conquerors Club is all about. Sometimes we forget. You know, do you ever get kind of a road days when you're on a vacation? You know, you kind of get a little sleepy and so on. And you lose that initial excitement when you left home. You know, just can't wait till we get to the mountains of Colorado. But you're somewhere up around Dumas or Amarillo.
Stay focused,
yeah. But you just got to keep your eyes on the prize. And marriages need tune-ups.
That's good.
You know, maintenance is the secret to your automobile or your truck.
That's right.
Maintenance is the secret to any quality kind of machine or electrical appliance. Maintenance.
That's right.
And our marriages need maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I like something I heard so many years ago, that if you treat your wife like a thoroughbred, she won't wind up being an old name.
That's good.
So we need to treat one another with dignity, not fear or, you know, uptightness. That's not it at all. But, you know, respect our companion. God loves them. God respects them.
Sure.
And the more we love one another, the better our marriage stays, really.
Yeah.
And also, you know, that's setting an example for our children.
That's good.
So many times, and I could give you countless illustrations right now, a family where there's been divorce after divorce after divorce, and nowadays it's a rare thing to have what Joy and I had. Joy and I never knew what it was to come home from school and wonder if your parents were going to be divorced or separated, or here they go again. What's going on now? Never.
Wow.
Absolutely never with my dad and mother.
Tremendous.
Because here's the thing. You know, we used to kind of have a wedding ceremony, like for better or for worse. And because we're word people, we tried to expand on that and expect the better. But, you know, it is for better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it seems for worse.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, again, is not every day's not the same.
Right.
And every moment's not the same.
Right.
But through it all, we maintain a stance in the Word of God and build on the solid rock.
Right. Now, you've mentioned a few times now, I heard you mention maintenance and maintaining. I think that's a tremendous key in keeping a strong marriage. When you think of that, are there any particular scriptures that come to mind or attitudes that you associate with that maintenance and keeping a strong marriage?
Well, I think keeping God first in your finances, and that's being a tither, that's not bondage.
Right.
But before the law, during the law, and after the law, even Jesus said, this you ought to have done and not left the other undone.
Mm-hmm.
I've met business people, in fact, when I was in Israel, and even when I was in Lebanon, business people who believe in giving some benevolent cause 10%, and they say that they're successful because of that.
Right.
And you take back in America, Colgate, Mentholatum, R.G. Letourneau with the gigantic building materials in Longview, Texas. I could name a host, J.C. Penney, James Cash Penney.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's long gone to be with the Lord, but some of the great American institutions, the founders of these institutions believed in tithing. So you put, keep God first. And my mother taught me so well, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's good to read the word together.
Right.
And there may be a day you can't do it, and you don't do it, and the world doesn't come to an end. And you need to pray. Pray about the things that touch you and touch the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for a family just to kneel in the family room or the bedroom or wherever and pray over the children. My mother used to read us a Bible story every night, and so the Old Testament, especially those Bible stories, became so real to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have a good church.
Yes.
It's important to be faithful to that church. A church won't save you, but if it's the right kind of a New Testament church, it will help you in your personal walk with God, and it will strengthen your marriage. And it certainly will help your children to be raised in a godly environment. Tony, sin's always been out there, but our kids have sin in their face today through all the media,
right?
The electronic media we
mobile
have.
Mobile devices.
Oh, dear God. Sin was always maybe behind the counter, if you knew where it was. But today, kids close the bedroom door, and God only knows what they watch and where they go if they don't have parents that monitor their activities.
Right.
So that's important. And I hope I haven't gotten off the track here.
Oh, but no.
It's important to have a good home, a church home. It's important to have a good pastor. It's important, even when you understand or don't understand that pastor or church, don't criticize the church at home. Because what you're doing is instilling questions in the heart of that child. And one day they'll think, well, Mom and Dad didn't have confidence or believe in
it's a seed planted.
It's a seed planted, and I've seen it happen time and time and time again. And just be consistent.
Right.
Just be consistent to do the right thing, to tell the truth, and to encourage children to excel and to be courteous.
Yes.
To be courteous to others.
That's a big deal.
Well, today it is. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Kids are just, so many kids just out of control today. Mm-hmm. Absolutely out of control. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are important.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, people get all disenfranchised or whatever you want to call it. And so they drop out of church and they don't go to church. And, you know, before long your kids are in school and they're hearing this and they're hearing that and they're seeing this. And, you know, you can lose your kids real quick nowadays. Yeah. Plus, your own spiritual walk with God can be in jeopardy. So we need to be consistent in the things of God.
That's good. And, that's good.
Just keep on doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Keep on keeping the main thing in life.
That's good. Now, Pastor, you well know this because you've been right in the middle of it and leading it the whole time, but just over a year or so ago, we kind of got a new thrust in the Conquerors Club and just began calling it the New Conquerors Club and just had a whole different and new push. And along with that came this team concept that you devised that and implemented it right here when we started the New Conquerors Club. Talk to us out of your heart a little bit about what that team concept, what does team ministry mean? How does that work? And we've obviously seen it working well. It's worked well all this time. Why does it work so well?
You know, Tony, the law of life is revival. Spring and winter, and you have the bleak cold of winter, and then springtime comes and the flowers come out, and I walked out in my ficus tree, and the birds had built a nest, and there was a little bird out in our little ficus tree out behind the house. So we have different seasons that come into our life. And, you know, churches need revival. And even the Conquerors Club, as good as it has been over these years, it gotten a little slow, a little sluggish. And I know I spoke a couple of times there, and I was just a little concerned that we weren't giving it the punch. It did not have the dynamics that it had. Mm-hmm. So I said, it's just time to gear up.
Right.
And so we're calling it the New Conquerors Club. We deeply appreciate every contribution that everyone has made to the Conquerors Club. But it's putting a stronger emphasis. Mm-hmm. And the team concept was this, that you have you and two other couples that are all working together, each of you bring a different perspective into the Conquerors Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be working very, very well. In fact, God brought that to me. I feel just as firmly as he brought the Conquerors Club to me. I prayed and prayed, who in the world will lead our Conquerors Club when we had a need of new leadership there? And God spoke to me that you and Miriam were to be those leaders.
Praise the Lord.
And I just knew that. I knew. And concerning the team, that the two team couples of team members would all work together. And I believe it's working together very nicely.
It really is. We're thankful that, you know, God had given you that idea, because it really has been working well. And we're thankful for the team. Everybody's working well, ministering well, in agreement. We have meetings together, and it's just going very well.
Well, it's like the beginning of the church when we first started Calvary in 1964. I was the pastor, associate pastor, janitor, song leader. We were remodeling an old post office building, so I was head of the building.
Right.
Didn't know much about it, but, you know. But, you know, as the church grew, then I had to have a secretary. And then right. I needed someone else that had a little more time to give to holding up my hands. Mm-hmm. And that's where your staff comes in.
Sure.
And so we reached that point years ago when I can't do it all. Right. I can't do all the right. all the ministries and outreaches we have here at Calvary. So I have people to help me.
Amen.
And that's what's happened in the Conquerors Club. Mm-hmm. You have people to help you.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful thing to just... Isaiah 41 said they encouraged one another. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a wonderful verse of Scripture. So that's what you're doing. It's the new Conquerors Club. It's a new thrust. It's mm-hmm. a new day, and we're giving it a new push. And already we have tripled in the Conquerors Club
attendance.
Isn't that
that's tremendous?
I think
praise
it's wonderful.
Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. We're seeing so many new faces come in, new couples that are really genuinely hungry for the Word. And they're so attentive during the teaching times and really enjoy the fellowship times and all of that. And, you know, I just say that about the New Conquerors Club. We really do promote this fellowship time with other godly Christian couples. And people get to spend time with each other, iron
yes.
sharpening iron, and it's good.
Well, you know, you have, for the most part, I think you have some kind of food.
Right.
And then coffee or tea or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have a time of fellowship
sure.
after the meeting. But it's not just the meetings. And, of course, it's a whole new day. But there's been times we've gone to a Texas Ranger game together,
right.
you know, just doing something you don't normally do together.
Some kind of togetherness.
Go to the park or
sure.
play, have a ball game or
right.
you know, do something, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun to do something with people that you're going to spend eternity with.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So it's all working very well, but where is it going? We're seeing this increase. What's the future of the New Conquerors Club? Where's this headed?
Well, to reach more people and to build stronger marriages and homes,
mm-hmm.
Which result in stronger children.
Right.
You know, children that have character, children that tell the truth, children that have a good attitude. You know, even in a church, it's amazing to me. There are some, very few, some you can speak to them as a pastor and they don't even acknowledge you. And there's others that come and smile and, you know,
right.
they've been taught to be courteous.
Right.
And I know kids are kids, gracious. I'm not expecting them to be old-timers, but... you know, we need to teach our young people. One day they're going to need a job.
That's right.
And they're going for an interview.
That's right.
And you'd better have some people skills. You'd right. better know how to respond
right.
to people in authority.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hire a grouch or a problematic type of person. No matter how much yeah. education you have, you don't want to hire a problem.
So yes.
You've got to sell yourself in life.
That's right. That's
and
right.
There comes a time when dad and mom aren't there.
Right.
And it's just you and hopefully all the good things you've learned.
Yeah.
So, to answer your question, we want to grow and we are growing and to help more people, to help more marriages.
Right.
Marriages need help today just as much, more than they needed mm-hmm. help when we started the Conquerors Club years ago.
Right.
I mean, so many divorces today. And again, there's as many divorces, maybe some people said, maybe a little bit more in the church yeah. than yeah. in the world. This should not
Shouldn't be.
First of all, you need to teach your children how to find a godly companion.
Right.
And then to treat them right. And don't just find someone and get in bed with them.
Right.
And then decide whether you can make it or not.
Right.
We need to live by God's principles.
If we just stick with God's word.
Stick with yeah. God's word and do things God's way.
That's right.
And we need to teach our children to get the best education possible. Doesn't mean that everyone has a doctor's degree. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, in the world in which we live today, if you knew one thing well, you could probably do that all your life. Mm-hmm. But today I tell young people, you need to have at least two things that you know how to do very well. Mm-hmm. Maybe three, because jobs change and trends change. Right. So we need to train our young people not only to have faith in God, but to prepare themselves for successful living.
Amen. Well, Pastor Nichols, I tell you, it has really just been an honor and a privilege to just sit down with you for a few minutes here in the studio. And this blesses me personally. And I know that the words you've spoken today are just going to just be a tremendous blessing to the people that will still yet, they're still yet going to hear this. And I believe that lives are going to be touched because of this. I just appreciate you opening your heart to us today. And you're such a real person, such a real individual, and that you can just see Jesus coming out of you when you talk. It's a joy.
Well, thank you for saying that, Tony. Could we have a word of prayer before we conclude? Father, we just bow before you, and I want to thank you for the privilege of speaking into the lives of the New Conquerors Club. I want to thank you for the new leadership now as they continue on with a ministry that has been such a blessing to the couples of our church. Father, I just pray that every person in this session and wherever this will be played or shared will experience the blessings of God in their life. Yes. Lord, if someone's discouraged, I just pray the good courage of God, according to Joshua the first chapter, will rise within their heart.
Yes.
If there's a marriage that is having a bit of trouble today, maybe no one knows, but they know and you know, I just ask you, Father, that they will ask you for your help, and they'll see the miracle that I've seen happen in so many homes and marriages.
Yes.
Father, I just thank you for helping them financially, helping them to know how to live. Lord, we just need to know how to live and how to conduct ourselves.
Yes.
I just pray that it is well,
yes,
and it will be well with everyone that hears this prayer today.
Yes.
Bless the children. Bless the homes. May there be peace in every home.
Yes.
May there be faith and hope and love,
yes,
in every home.
Thank you, Jesus.
And may we, in every home, remember that Jesus is Lord. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Appreciate your time.
It's a privilege to be here with you today, Tony.